This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Speaking of online shopping, Etsy, the e-marketplace that offers small vendors a platform to market their goods, is expected to start trading on the NASDAQ today. And the company is offering its vendors what you might call a perk, an opportunity to buy Etsy stock ahead of its initial public offering. Santosh Rao is head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners. Hey, Santosh.
Hi.
So Etsy has 1.5 million vendors, give or take, and it set aside 5% of its stock for them as an option to buy. Why did it do that?
Well, for two reasons, I would say. One is legal and one is strategic. Legal, because it's a B Corp, and if it can do good for the community, for the consumers, for the vendors, it satisfies the B Corp requirements and gives them a good rating. And secondly, is a strategic reason. I would say they need to keep the vendors happy. 80% of their business is repeat customers, and loyalty is important for the company.
One of the things to your first point that's really interesting here is that we think of the people who are able to buy stock off of the back of an IPO as wealthier people, and Etsy's vendors are not. Many of them are people who make around the median income of the United States or even less. These are very small business people. So they're getting an opportunity here that they might not necessarily get anywhere else.
Yes, they should realize that there are risks with any IPO. The stock may pop, may not pop. Nothing wrong in having them come in, and especially this one where they're committed to the community.
Why does Etsy have such a loyal customer and vendor base? How have they maintained that?
Well, that's part of their mission. It was designed originally for that. It wasn't meant to be a big, high-scale commercial operation, and that's where they made the market, and that's why they're doing well.
How does it stay that way after going public?
Well, there's some advantages to a B Corp. They don't necessarily have to look at the bottom line every quarter. In the end, they have to show a path to profitability to show that they are a good business, but there's no near-term absolute imperative to show a profit.
Well, Etsy took in almost $200 million in revenue last year, but it's still not profitable. Why is that?
Well, they were profitable for a long time, actually. And just in the last year or two, they've started investing. They want to grow their customer base. They want to grow internationally. And that's where IPO comes in handy as well, because they need the resources to do that.
And what would a successful Etsy in a decade look like?
I would give a 60% odd that they will be acquired. I know eBay is out there. Highly likely that it'll be part of a bigger company at one point.
That was Santosh Rao of Manhattan Venture Partners.